Part 1. A Primer on the Civil Use of the Moral Law. This book contends that the civil use of God's law, the restraint of evil in society, is an essential and neglected category in modern Christian thought. In contrast to the dominant individualism and pietism of contemporary evangelicalism, Scripture teaches that God restrains evil not only through regeneration, but also through the enduring authority of His law applied in the common sphere. This first section lays the doctrinal foundation for that claim. Here we will define what the moral law is, distinguish its three uses, and demonstrate the universality of its authority through both natural revelation and divine command. We will also consider how God governs society through the common grace of civil institutions and how even fallen man remains accountable to the moral standards written on his heart and clarified in Scripture. In short, this section aims to recover a biblical theology of law that makes sense of moral order in a world still under the sovereign hand of God. 1. What is the law? Before we can begin to defend the need to recover the civil use of God's moral law, we must first understand what the law is. Part 1 of this book will lay the essential foundations for everything that follows. As we begin, we must define some key concepts. A failure to distinguish what is meant by terms like the law and the moral law will undoubtedly lead to unnecessary confusion and misapplication. In this chapter, we will seek to understand the character of God's law and how that law is expressed in redemptive history. To that end, we will begin by exploring the relationship between God's law and God's character, showing that the law is not arbitrary, but is rooted in God Himself. From there, we will examine the classic tripartite division of the law, moral, civil, and ceremonial, explaining what each category entails and what is particularly unique about the moral law. Then we will trace the moral law across redemptive history. In doing so, we hope to establish a clear and confessional definition of God's moral law as a necessary first step toward recovering its proper use and application. God and God's law. When we speak of God's law, we refer not merely to a random set of rules and ethical guidelines, but rather to divine revelation that flows directly from the character of God Himself. To fully grasp the concept of God's law, we must first understand that God's law is an expression of His perfect character. God is perfectly holy. That is, He is absolutely perfect in His moral purity and separateness from sin. Because God is infinitely holy, His law is inherently holy and pure, establishing a standard that is absolutely perfect. God's commands do not simply stipulate right and wrong, they reveal His own perfect moral nature, reflecting His holiness in every principle and concept. God is also perfectly just and righteous. His law is not arbitrary. In setting forth His commands, God reveals what justice should look like in human relationships and society, ensuring that His creation understands and reflects His perfect justice. Likewise, the law of God embodies His perfect goodness and wisdom. Rather than being a burden, God's law promotes human flourishing. Because God is infinitely wise and benevolent, His law directs humanity away from destructive behaviors and toward characters, acts, and goals that reflect what is best for mankind. Finally, God's law underscores His perfect sovereignty, demonstrating that God alone has the ultimate authority to define morality. We as creatures are not authorized to invent or determine morality based on personal preference, cultural tastes, or pragmatic outcomes. Rather, morality is rooted in the sovereign decree of the Creator and ruler of all creation. It is essential to recognize that God's law does not just teach us what God requires of us, it also teaches us what God is like. His law is not arbitrary, but rather is a reflection of His perfect character and His unchanging attributes. At its core, God's law represents His will communicated to humanity, implicitly through the created order and human conscience, and explicitly through Scripture. It is a comprehensive rule of righteousness by which all human conduct should be measured.